This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The Wisconsin National Guard says 500 of its members are now in the Washington, D.C. area. They're part of 25,000 Guard troops from around the U.S. due to provide safety at this week's inauguration of President Joe Biden. Some members of Congress have raised questions about whether Guard members in D.C. should be screened for their political beliefs when the nation is so divided just 2 weeks after pro-Trump extremists attacked the U.S. Capitol. Wisconsin National Guard spokesman Major Joe Trevato says the state does no such screening.
No, our National Guard troops have come from all walks of life, all backgrounds. We're all different races, creeds, origins, and ultimately, you know, we are a cross-section of the population, just like any other organization.
But the Associated Press reported last night that the FBI is looking into the background of all the U.S. Guard members assigned to Washington this week. Major Trevato says commanders have not given the Wisconsin troops any extra reminders about politics, given the politically charged atmosphere.
We always stress that we're an apolitical organization. We don't take sides in any political matter.
Still, Trevato says not all the Wisconsin troops sent to Washington are volunteers.
We've had a heavy workload over the past year. So it's a combination of volunteers, certainly, and also, you know, just troops that are mobilized.
Trevato says the Wisconsin National Guard has about 10,000 members, so the public should not be concerned about 500 being sent to the nation's capital. He says the Guard met every request it received last year. Trevato says all the activity, even though the soldiers were not universally welcomed in every community, actually helped the Guard recruit a slightly higher than average number of new soldiers in 2020. About 950 came into the service. Trevato says the Guard is prepared to meet all its requests this year. Besides having to help protect a new presidential administration this week, some members will remain on watch for potential election-related protests at the state capitol in Madison. Still others will start helping with new state mobilization teams for the COVID-19 vaccine. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.